Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's Home for Sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Boy, it feels like 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
I don't feel like it. I don't feel like I'm 40 years old. I feel like I'm 90 out here. What a beautiful piece of land out here. But it's cold as ass out here.
We are outside doing the show. And welcome in to ESPN 1000, the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. I'm Cap. Hoodie's working this afternoon with Sylvie. I get Tommy Waddle, my old partner from down the dial. Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Wearing a medium today, aren't you?
Medium,
yeah.
They gave us jackets.
You're a little different size since the last time we worked together.
Yes.
Good for you. So, you feel healthy?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Good
Knock
for you.
Knock on wood.
Deadlift. I'm wearing an extra large right now because I'm trying to layer up.
Want to go deadlift with me?
No, I don't want to go deadlift. Why would anyone in my age want to deadlift anything?
Because it's fun.
Isn't it fun? Compromising your lower back is fun in what manner?
It's not compromise.
Yes, it is. And it's not actually doing you any good. What is it doing?
I'm wearing a medium.
Deadlifting doesn't make you lose weight.
Let's get into the Chicago Bears because I think we come at this with, I don't want to say different perspectives. I think we both agree on certain things. The quarterback has been awful.
Yes, the quarterback position is an issue right now. Doesn't mean that it's going to be an issue all year, but right now it's an issue.
And the talent around him is also less than stellar.
That
they
is true.
They do not have a good football team.
But that's not a surprise. I mean, when we came into this season, whether they said it verbally or not, their actions spoke loudly that they were going to clean up the mess left behind by the previous regime.
Correct.
And by the way, I'm a fan of that. I have no problem. Like, while everyone was squealing that Ryan Poles didn't do anything to help Justin Fields in the draft or free agency, they've got a lot of holes to fill. And I'm fine with the process that he is using right now. I've said it a million times, like in the draft. I know everyone wanted offensive linemen and wide receivers. But what I want is a guy that came in and stayed true to what he was preaching when he was hired. And that is, you know, during the draft, I'm going to take the highest rated player we have, considering the number of needs we have. So I didn't have any problem that they drafted a cornerback and a safety in the second round.
Neither did I. I believe when they made the change, I said on the air, Tom Waddle and Sylvie are of the opinion, I think Hoodie leaned more your guys' way, that they're closer to a rebuild than they are to a deep playoff run.
No question.
And I felt poorly coached last year. They could have spent some money in free agency and used their picks on an offensive lineman and a wide receiver. Could they have eked out 9 wins? Maybe. They picked their lane. Okay.
That's not a deep playoff run.
Probably right.
Right.
So they eked out that, or they tear it apart like he did. I'm going to take Khalil Mack, give me a second, a 6, and I'm going to take all the dead cap hit right now. So that next year, when I got $110 million in cap space and a high draft pick, let's go.
Yeah.
And then if 3 years from now we are bad, then it's on him.
Exactly.
And he would tell you. I'll look in the mirror and go, I screwed up. So that's where this team is at. My question to you is, are you trying to win football games out of loyalty to the 52 other guys besides Justin? Do you try and do anything you can to win games? Or is it only about, I'm letting that kid drop back 30 times, maybe not 50 times, 30 times, and we're going to find out if he can play or not.
Well, the goal is to do both, right? I mean, in a perfect world, you rebuild and you try to win at the same time.
Well, that ain't working right now.
Well, I, And I get it. Like, look, if I'm a player on this team, I'm thrilled we won that football game. And my perspective is guess what? The offense will get better with time. Like, Justin will be better as we go forward. What's
you played on a team like that.
Of course. But you know, as a player, the W is most important. I understand why Matt Eberflus and you know, Getsy or Luke Getsy are doing what they're doing. I get it. They're football coaches. At the end of the day, they're judged by wins and losses. I just think that there are times. So I'm sitting in a different chair now. I'm not a player. I'm a 54-year-old, you know, armchair quarterback. Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, what I want to see is both. Like, I like the W's, but at the end of the day, as I said when the season began, and to be consistent, what was most important to me wasn't wins and losses. It's about developing this young quarterback and this young team. Because at the end of the day, even if you win more than I think you can win, you're not going anywhere. It's more important from my perspective to know who the quarterback is at the end of the 2022 season than it is to win 9 games versus 7 games. Because I don't think that this team is competing for anything. So that's been my perspective all along. So I'll give you an example inside the game on Sunday. I'm not asking them to throw it 45 times. Don't care about that. You can do both, especially when you're better at running it than throwing it.
I think Kyler Murray threw it almost 60 times the other day.
He did. Well, I know that Josh Allen did, but those guys are in a different situation. I think that you can have a happy medium and you can accomplish both or try to accomplish both, and I'll give you the example at the end of the first half. And I know that that has been talked about by a lot of people. You know, they had a full complement of timeouts. They had 3 timeouts. Why not let the kid play at that point? Again, I'm not so disturbed by the run-pass ratio at this point. But in that moment, that's a learning experience. Not only is it a learning experience, what are you afraid of? At the worst, what are you doing? Giving the ball back to the Houston Texans and Davis Mills. That's the worst-case scenario. You're not giving the ball back to Matt Stafford and the Rams. You're not giving the ball back to the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. You're giving the ball back to the Houston Texans and Davis Mills if it all goes wrong. In the meantime, why not let the kid go out there, play with a little tempo, and see if you can get something going into half? You're not getting the ball to start the second half.
Correct.
So, like, that's an example to me where you could actually try to accomplish both without compromising the chances of you winning. Now, again, and I heard you say that Alex and Lance, two fabulous
Brown
players.
And Lance Briggs both said, get in the locker room. You owe it to the rest of that team because when he gets sacked and fumbles or gets picked off and they score, the other guys are like, what are we doing, coach?
I get that from a player.
Wani, Dave wants that, who sits with us?
Yeah.
Would have used the timeouts. Yeah. He said, I would have challenged the kid.
Yeah, I would have too, and that's the point. But I get what Lance and Alex are saying. It's not what I would have chosen, but I don't think it's a crazy notion. They're in win mode, and I get it. I think you can at times do both. And I think it's on display as well. When you ask a kid to throw it 11 times going back to the Green Bay game, I think he was, 7 of 11 in the stat line or something? And I know he...
For 70 yards.
Look, I get it. At the end of the day, they only ran, 45 plays, and they called, 20 or 18 or 20 passes, and some of them end up in sacks, and some of them end up in quarterback runs. I just think you can be a little more balanced. You can try to help the kid along and see where he's at and also try to accomplish your goal, which is winning the game as well. So I think that there are moments you have to pick and choose them. And as I gave you the example at the end of the first half against the Houston Texans was, a glaring example of where they can have their cake and eat it.
They don't trust him.
Okay, but listen, this is professional football. I get it. They don't trust him totally. They don't trust the protection at times. They don't trust that guys are going to be open consistently. But you put the film on, and there is time. There are guys open at times. Maybe not every play, but there are opportunities. And I get it. The trust will be earned over the course of time, but you just can't. That can't be your refrain. We don't trust you. We don't trust you. We don't trust you. At the end of the day, if you don't trust him a little bit, you're not going to learn anything by the end of the season.
We are at the Sanctuary Golf Course in New Lenox for the ESPN Open today.
Can't even talk because my teeth are chattering.
It is going to
be
a lot of fun.
Jay, I'm telling you, I get no circulation in this awful body of mine.
Waddle, you played in temperatures like 5 below when you were a...
And, Merck, that's the reason why I can't feel my face right now, because I got no circulation.
Cap, you look really cold, too, on the Twitch streamer.
No, he's not. He's
Your
not
arms are
good.
Crossed. You look like you're cold.
Yeah, Cap's body language for sure suggests freezing.
I am not cold.
He's also tucked in the little cove. I've got the wind coming off the side as well.
Stop. Anyway, we are at the Sanctuary Golf Course. It's a gorgeous place.
Golfer Bob hooked me up with a sweet jacket.
Same here. Golfer Bob hooked me up with a sweet jacket, and he gave me a large, and it was too big. I'm like, yes! 30 pounds of fat off the frame.
My two oldest daughters don't live at home anymore. There's some jackets they've left at the house. Do you want me to bring them over to you? Maybe
That'd
you can wear
amazing.
Them?
That'd be amazing.
Okay, I can do that.
Anything.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Appreciate that.
It's all that deadlifting you're doing that's cutting all that weight. That's the biggest bunch of horse manure I've ever heard. Deadlifting doesn't cut weight.
That's an uninformed man over there. Anyway, 312-332-3776 is our phone number. So the question is,
can they beat the Giants? And yes, because the Giants are garbage like the rest of the NFL.
They will lose to the Giants significantly.
Significantly?
Yes.
Did you watch that game last night?
Did you
go to bed early because you get up late?
No,
or
I watched.
Or you get up early?
I watched. I had the over. I needed the late field goal.
Did you?
Yes. Yes. And like
That's a Giants team that can't protect their quarterback, and defensively they don't stop the run. Like, could the Giants win at home? Sure. But to think that the Giants are going to blow the Bears out, I think is...
I didn't say blowout, but it will be a touchdown or more.
You said convincingly.
Touchdown or more. Touchdown or more.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is a bad... Bad Bears team.
I'm not denying that, but like the reason why I think Yurko has said that they're gonna win 9 games is because
that's a
horrible I'm not gonna
take.
Go there either, but like the rest of the league is very mediocre, especially early in the year.
Okay, here's the question for everybody. Do you have to do more to just put Justin out there and go, I want to see what you do throwing the football? Or do you have a responsibility to the 52 other men that lay their life on the line every Sunday getting their head kicked in to try and win football games? Because for me, at the end of the year, if you go 6-11, 4-13, 7-10, whatever it is, if you don't know if that guy can play quarterback or not, it's a failure of a season, period. 312-332-3776. Our Sanctuary Golf Course ESPN Open is brought to you by Club Hawthorne, PointsBet. Great food, great drinks, sports betting, horse racing. Only Club Hawthorne has it all. American Sale and Shady Raves, among others.
Should be brought to you by Patagonia this morning.
Wow. Do you sound like a child?
I feel like a child.
312-332-3776. Jake is here running the board. Shay and Merkin are back on State Street. Don't forget, we have got Meller and Tyler Aki, I believe, at noon. Is Carmen York working 10
Carmen
to 12?
York yeah, or 10
Carmen
to noon.
Carmen York 10 yeah. to 12. Meller and Tyler Aki noon to 2. And then Hoodie and Sylvie 2 until 6 into White Sox and Twins baseball.
White Sox are still playing?
They are. They're going to continue to embarrass themselves. 312-332-3776. We'll be right back.
Oh. Listening to Cap and J Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and J Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Sanctuary Golf Course for the ESPN Open. Should be a lot of fun out here today. And I am with Tommy Waddle, my partner Hoodie. We'll be this afternoon with Sylvie. You have Carmen York at 10, Meller and Tyler Aki at noon. White Sox baseball tonight. If you went to bed early, the Dallas Cowboys 23-16 winners over the New York Giants. 312-332-3776. So we got Jake out here spinning the dials.
Yeah, Jake's doing good work.
Yeah, he goes, we got a full rack of calls. That's what we do in the morning. And
but I don't know what do you like? You look at me like saying that's what we do in the morning. Like
we take a lot of calls.
I know we're a sports talk radio show. That's what we all do.
Well, you guys also have some really compelling guests.
I know, but it's like, hey, you cornered the market and taking a phone call from somebody out in Burr Ridge.
No. But Jake just said to me, yeah, get to Jesus in Fort Bragg.
I said Jesus or Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus or Jesus. We don't discriminate.
His name is, I'm sure, Jesus in Fort Bragg. Jesus, good morning. How are you, Sparky?
Hey, good morning, Cap. Good morning, Tommy. Hey. I just want to know, Cap, you and a lot of other people, why do you want to see Justin drop back 30 times? I'm good with an 8 for 16
I didn't
game,
say that.
One touchdown, one pick. We don't want to break the kid. If he goes 8 for 16 and let our running backs go for over 200 yards running the ball and we get a win, that's fine. Let's just not break the kid, break his confidence, and get rid of him because I'm telling you, Cap, we will regret if we get rid of him.
I did not say drop him back 30 times. But at the end of the year.
Then what do you guys want?
I've got to know if he can play NFL quarterback. All I know is all these other franchises play young kids, whether it's Justin Herbert in L.A. or Kyler Murray in Arizona, and I could keep naming these guys.
Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville,
Mac Jones in New England. And in this dead-ass city, every quarterback that rolls through here, that guy can't play. Well, that guy can't play. At some point, I got to know can he play or not.
It's not sustainable either.
Mahomes said he couldn't read a defense his first year. And look how that turned out. Granted, he had Tyreek Hill, but I'm telling you, we just have to be patient with this talent. If it takes 2 years, so be it, Cap.
Listen, this is where I think that
Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks, Jesus.
Thanks for your service.
This is where I think you can find a happy medium. I don't think anybody is clamoring for them to air it out. I'm not asking for air Coryell. I don't think – listen, I'd love to win. I want to win and develop him and others at the same time. This isn't sustainable. Like, you're not going to go ahead and win a bunch of games in this league over the course of a 17-game season by throwing it for 80 yards per game. I love that they're running the football well. At some point, you're going to have to throw it.
Agreed.
And it's just – this isn't sustainable. And, I think that there is a happy medium – to some degree, where you can learn something about him, you can get him the necessary reps without ruining him, and you can also try to win games at the same time.
Have you watched the All-22 will get posted today for this past game. Did you watch a lot of the All-22? I think you did.
Yeah, I watched the Green Bay game.
Yeah, so my big concern, and I went back yesterday and watched not the entire game, but some of the condensed version on NFL Game Pass of 2 days ago. There are receivers open that he never even
looks
at.
He's missing layups.
He looks worse at this point in his career than Mitch did. But they're
I think that's fair.
And I'm not pining for Mitch. Don't get me wrong.
Right? No, I think that's fair. I said yesterday. I think watching the game at the end of the game, by the end of the game on Sunday, for the first time he looked shook to me. And that happens with young quarterbacks at times. I think he's a really resilient kid. I think he's a hard worker. I think he's smart. I think he's a great leader. He's not playing the position well. And I think you do have to be patient with him. But by the same token, you also have to hold him accountable like every other player on the team. He's got to hit his layups, and he's not hitting the layups.
Agreed.
And Darnell Mooney needs to catch the ball, even if it's a difficult catch. When you've got a struggling quarterback, other guys have to pick up that level of play to help him out. So, like, they've got a lot of issues surrounding the way he's playing right now. But it doesn't mean that you're forced to go into a shell. At some point, he's going to have to throw the ball 25, 30 times in a game.
Right, let's go back to the phones because we got a full rack of calls.
That's what we do in the morning here at ESPN 1000.
Boy, somebody took that in a sensitive way. I didn't mean it that. We take a lot of calls here. Jason in Crown Point, Indiana. Jason, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning,
fellas.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you know, you gotta learn how to win in this league, and it takes time to do that. You know, I look at Detroit; they have more talent than us, but they don't know how to win, and that's an intangible that is invaluable. It's just as important as knowing how to close out a game, knowing how to get a stop at the exact right time, knowing how to get that last field goal or get in position to do it. We've done it twice now. know, and it takes time to learn how to win in this league. And that's all part of the process for this entire team.
And that's a valid point, but again, I think as Tommy said it, you've got to challenge this kid in certain situations. And at the end of the first half, do you have a loyalty? And thanks for the call. To the 52 other guys to not put the team in a situation where, coach, what are you doing, man? We just got strip sacked and now we're going to lose a game. Or, Justin, we have three timeouts. Let's see if we can get a field goal out of this.
Yeah, I mean, look, I agree with what the caller said. You know, you're trying to build a winning culture as well. It's just, you have to be able to do both at some point. And again, I'm not asking you to throw it 40 times. Just there are moments in a game where you can actually be aggressive and you can get the kids some reps and a learning experience.
Let me ask you a question. If you were the GM or president of football operations, Tom Waddle, and I told you I can paint the picture for you, Chicago Bears, Matt Eberflus did a hell of a job. So did Getsy and Alan Williams. Hell of a job. And they won 7 or 8 football games. How? I don't know. But at the end of the year, you went, boy, they ran for a ton of yards, set a Bears franchise record. I don't know if our quarterback can play. Or they won 2 more games the rest of the year. But at the end of the year, yes or no, you knew the answer to your quarterback.
Well, that's a simple question for me, and it's what I've said all along. And again, I'm coming from an analyst perspective, not as a player's perspective.
Correct. A player would say to you, I want as many wins as I can.
Right. But from my perspective here, again, because I don't believe their roster stacks up with the better teams in the league, it doesn't matter. I said this, and when I said it from day one, listen, it may sound odd coming out of my mouth, but I don't care what their record is this year. At the end of the, because they have told you that it's a rebuilding.
Correct. They spent
situation.
No money in free agency. They didn't trade up into the first round, and they got rid of a lot of good football players and didn't even make calls.
Right.
Akeem Hicks said, "I was considering going back there. No one called me."
Right. So they've announced whether they looked you in the eye and told you. They announced by their actions that they're in a rebuilding phase.
Correct.
So it, from me, once they've decided that that's who they are, at the end of the 2022 season, you have to have some idea what you have at the quarterback position. I'm not telling you to lose patience. But to me, I here's the question. I would have rather actually, from where I'm sitting right now, I would have rather them have lost that game yesterday and Justin played exceptionally well than them win that game on Sunday the way that they did, and the quarterback leaving you with more than a little bit concerned.
Where's Sylvie on that?
Same. We sit in the same spot on that.
I think Hoodie's with us.
Yeah, I mean, look, I get it. Like, I'm not asking them to throw games. Like, to me, you know, I have a lot of, you know, strong feelings about this franchise, but from my perspective, and my perspective at this point is different than the head coach, because the head coach's job is to win each and every game. I would prefer to see them try and develop this kid regardless of what their record is at the end of the season. Now, ideally, you do both. But if you can't, you know, at some point, and again, I'll be repetitive, there was an opportunity for them at the end of the first half, I think, to try to accomplish both, to give him some experience and at the same time, you know that the worst-case scenario, you could give the ball back to Davis Mills and the Houston Texans with 30 seconds left.
Let's go to Justin, our guy. Justin, good morning. How are you, Cookie?
Hey, good morning, Cap. Good morning, Waddle. Hey, Cap, is that a trick question? You absolutely owe it to the other 52 guys in the room to win. You think they're sitting around saying, oh, okay, we lost, but, hey, at least Justin is developing. No, see, that's a problem that I have. At the end of the day, it's on Justin to want to develop. It's on Justin to want to develop.
Yeah, but Justin, not the quarterback Justin. Justin he's a hard worker. He gets up and gets in and tries to be better, all of that. But the other problem is you're saying there's loyalty to the 52 other guys. I'm telling you, at the end of the year, if you squeaked out 7 wins because, man, we coached them up and we ran the ball and we didn't take chances, and you don't know if that kid can play quarterback, it is a wasted year.
Let me ask you a question, Justin. If you get to the point, let me ask you this question. if you get to the point where Justin continues, not you, Justin, Justin Fields, continues to really struggle and becomes the reason why you're not winning games, do you make a quarterback change
right.
because
you
owe
Trevor
it to the
Simeon,
other 52 though. Guys?
Absolutely you do. You tell it's time to get his ass out of there.
No. Trevor Simeon has showed you who he is. He's a backup. Stop. Cap, come on. You're better than that.
2022 and the 2023. We're still having quarterback questions. That's a problem.
At the end of the year,
get somebody in there that can play.
So you're telling me that if I could tell you right now I see the future, Justin Fields is going to be horrific the next 2 weeks. Horrific. And all of a sudden you go to Trevor Simeon and you squeak out 8 wins. You're cool with that.
Cap, do we play the game to win or do we play it to lose?
You have to take a longer-term approach. You're not winning a Super Bowl with this crew. You have got to build a franchise. And if this dude isn't the quarterback, you better find out who is, because it ain't Trevor Simeon. Come on, Justin. You're better than that down in Dallas. He was just at the station. I love that dude.
I mean, I can understand a player's perspective. I understand a fan wants to win games. But, again, like, where are you at? At the end of the day, if you get to the end of the 2022 season and you don't know anything more about the quarterback than you know right now.
Right.
That's not where they want to be.
Correct.
It's a delicate balance. I get it. I know that job one for the head coach and the offensive coordinator is to win games. But at the same time, I think this is going to take care of itself because you can't – this isn't sustainable. I mean, like, we're talking about it now and we're hand-wringing over it. It's not sustainable. You're not going to continue to get W's running the football.
Agreed.
55 times and throwing it. You're going to have to throw it for more than 80 yards to actually win some of these games, and I think it will ultimately take care of itself.
Agreed. 312-332-3776. Phone lines are hopping. That is Tom Waddle. I'm David Kaplan. We have kind of a fall training type thing going here today. You and I are together because we're going to be golfing later in the ESPN
yes.
Open here at the Sanctuary Golf Course.
Keith Williams, by the way, brought me a blanket.
I know. You look like you're 90 years old.
What a great boss he is.
And then you'll have Carmen Yerk 10 to 12. Then they'll play golf. And then you will have Tyler Aki and Meller. And then you'll have Sylvie and my guy Hoodie. It's all coming up on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter, at Cap J-Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
Rolling on with Tom Waddle, my old partner. You catch him every day with Sylvie on the Waddle and Sylvie Show. My partner, Hoodie, will work the afternoon show today so you and I can play golf in the ESPN Open here at the Sanctuary.
Jonathan got a chance to sleep in today.
He did.
Good for him.
Hoodie's not a sleep-in type guy.
No?
No.
I'm not really
Hoodie
either.
Hoodie's a worker, man.
No, I know. But like every now and again, when you're used to getting up so early, it's kind of a treat, isn't it, to be able to sleep
in? You can't. You can't. Like, we went on vacation. 4:30, I'm up. No
me
alarm.
Me too, because I'm going to the bathroom. But like last night about 2 a.m., one of the smoke detectors in my house gave me that the battery is low beeping signal. I was in a deep sleep too. I was just trying to get 6 hours of sleep, and then 2 o'clock, 2:30, that thing starts to hum, and it's just like, you know, not good.
I had to get up and take Stanley out, but that's okay.
What time?
1:30.
The dog has to go out at 1:30 in the morning?
I have three dogs, and they're all in our bed.
Well, why does the dog have to go out at 1:30?
Because
he got a prostate problem as well?
I guess he had a little too much water before he went to bed.
I don't know. That doesn't go. Like, he can be in the living room at 1:30 in the morning.
Well, he can't get to the living room. The bedroom door is closed.
Ugh.
That's not a nightly thing, is it, Cap?
I would say twice a week.
No way. You got to figure that out.
Yeah. Shay, I'm telling you. Put a pee pad down or something. Teach him how to pee in the toilet.
Oh, my God. It doesn't bother me. I'm way more laid back than you two. I mean, it's whatever. It is what it is.
laid back. There's a difference between being laid back and being common sense, not taking the dog out at 1:30.
I just make Mindy get up.
No, you don't.
No, I get up.
It's not a problem.
And no problem. I got three dogs. And they're all up there with us. It's nice.
That's fine. I just wouldn't want to be taking the dog out at 1:30.
This is one of our great listeners, my friend David texted, said, ask Waddle, something not talked about enough is ability just to complete passes, period, in the NFL. Only 4 of 32 quarterbacks this weekend completed less than 18 passes, and most had 20 or more. Completing passes does not necessarily make a great game, but speaks to at least being competent. Tua, 13. Mariota, 13. Mayfield, 12. Fields, 8. Biggest concern for Fields, in my mind, inability to complete even simple throws right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's missing the layups. He's in a rut. It doesn't mean that he'll stay in the ruts, but, you know, some of the swing passes, I think he missed Ebner on one, he missed Mooney on another one. You know, he's not seeing the field, or he's not trusting what he's seeing right now. And listen, that comes with time. Maybe he'll improve. Maybe this will be a struggle, but by the end of the season, you'll have a better feel for where he's at. I think the game dictates what type of chances you're willing to take. Like Tua and the Dolphins didn't have the ball very often. I think that the Bills ran 90 plays to maybe the Dolphins, they ran 35 or 40 plays. Again, I think that you can do both. You just have to find moments. You can try to win and do what's best for the team and also find moments to give your young quarterback some experience. And at the end of the first half of the game against the Houston Texans, I think was a perfect example of that. And they chose to go the other direction. And that's where I had the biggest problem with their approach to their game plan on Sunday.
Let's go to Cody. Cody, what's up, man? Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. I have a big problem with the offense just because they're not putting Justin Fields under center. At Ohio State in the Big Ten, it's more ground and pound because you're dealing with Minnesota, Michigan, Michigan State. So he was under center a lot. And I feel like that also helps out with his footwork. And there's also three key phases why being under center help. Why he's backpedaling, he can see the defense. Two, the running back has a head start if they're going to run. And three, just like Aaron Rodgers, it freezes the defense more than these shotguns. Like, I hardly see any shotguns. And go back to that third game or the fourth game against Cleveland in the preseason. They did a whole bunch of under center, and it just freezes the defense more. Like, I don't understand why. And you guys think it would also help out his footwork? Because in shotgun, you're just more like bouncing around trying to find your wide receiver. But if you're under center, it's more like, you know, like 7 steps back. Look, you know, I just don't understand why our offense coordinator is not doing this. Like, you're just like, all right, just keep on putting the shotgun. Keep on putting the shotgun. I just don't understand. Do you guys understand what I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying?
I think that the shotgun actually gives the quarterback a better visual than being under center, to be honest with you. And I don't recall a ton of what Justin did in college, but watching the game, C.J. Stroud is the Ohio State quarterback now, right? And they're running a similar offense.
Correct.
Seemed to be in shotgun pretty much the entire game, and things worked out for them. I don't think it's – from my perspective, it's not about being in shotgun versus being under center. And when you don't trust what you see and you're not playing well, that's when your mechanics break down. And I thought he had a really bad day on Sunday with regard to his technique and his mechanics. I think his footwork was bad. I think you saw that with the previous quarterback as well. Like when you're not confident and you don't trust what you're seeing out there, your eyes come down, your footwork gets bad, your throwing motion, you know, gets a little sloppy, and then you find yourself in the trouble that he had this weekend.
So did you notice when they got down on the goal line, all of a sudden, instead of being in the shotgun, which I thought was a stupid decision against Green Bay, they went extra linemen, two tight ends, and a fullback?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you go back to the Green Bay game, I would have preferred them doing that as well. I think statistically, though, you know, the analytics tell you that running the quarterback power from the shotgun position.
Go back and watch that play. Do you see what happens to Cole Kmet? Cole Kmet gets – they try to pull a guard. Cole Kmet gets
destroyed. He flies into the guard, who flies into Justin.
Like I said, I would have preferred to do it more conventionally. I just don't think it was. I don't think it was the most outrageous thing. Yeah, because it's done. It's done by Josh Allen. It's done by Lamar Jackson. It's done at the collegiate level. I mean, it's part of, you know, football in 2022 now, especially with big, strong, athletic quarterbacks. So, again, I wouldn't have chosen to do it that way. I would have been more conventional, but I don't think it was as outrageous of a decision as maybe we all initially thought.
Let's go to our friend. He is Joey G. He's in Melrose Park. Joey, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Campy. Good morning, Waddle. How are you guys doing?
Awesome.
I have a question. I'm nothing but a junkyard cook. I'm not a coach. How do we develop this kid with the talent he has to develop himself? Two, I don't know if you've seen it in the last three games. He threw four jump balls into double coverage to receivers that were not open. Like he was shooting a basketball. He was tossing a pass, but like a jump shot. I believe, and my thought is, get him under the center, two step back, screen pass left, screen pass right, see what it comes out to build his confidence. And then the other flip side, the coaches want to win. And he's got the weight of the city on his shoulders.
That this he kid. Does. In the big city. I mean, like, listen, you get into the, you know, this is your occupation. I mean, like, I get it. There's pressure.
He doesn't know this city. Like, Camp was talking the other day with Hoodie. He was at a party or something on a Friday before the Green Bay game, and then he slammed the fans. You can't talk like that to the Chicago fans, because now even they're talking worse about him, and that weight on his shoulders is, I think, too much for a young man like him to handle. Not like you, Tommy, back in the day when
Tommy was an animal, man. Joey, thanks. We got to roll. Have a good day, buddy.
Listen, if you play the position well and you're winning, all of that stuff is noise. It's noise anyway. Like, all it does is it puts a target on your back and makes your life more difficult if that's the route you're going to take. But if he's playing the position in an effective and an efficient manner, no one gives a rat's ass about it.
Dude, when Jim McMahon was running the streets and they were winning football games, nobody said a word.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. That Mitch was in there at 5 a.m. They didn't play well enough.
No. Listen, I, this is the one thing I would say, okay? He doesn't have a lot around him. That's a given. We've all accepted that. But it doesn't excuse his poor play. Because whether or not it's Tyreek Hill or it's Equanimeous St. Brown, open is open. And when open is open, you throw the football to the open receiver regardless of the level of the skill. And I think that it's an easy reflex for everybody. Well, he doesn't have enough time. He doesn't have enough. No, there are moments where he isn't playing well, and it's rightful to point it out.
Agreed. 312-332-3776. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. We are at the Sanctuary Golf Course for the annual ESPN Open. And thank you to some of our great sponsors, American Sail, Shady Rays, Tito's Handmade Vodka, and Lou Malnati's Pizzerias. We will be right back.
Well, season is underway, so now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with promo code PLAY. The app is safe, secure, and super easy to use. FanDuel has your favorite bets from the money line, the point spreads, the player props. So sign up today with promo code PLAY for your no-sweat first bet. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 plus in select states. First online real money wager only. Refund issue is not withdrawable. Free bets that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
on ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling on, Cap and Jay Hood. But Hoodie's working this afternoon with Sylvie. Tommy Waddle is with me, my old partner. We worked together for 10 years.
Was it 10 years?
10 years.
How long ago was that, too?
When you abandoned me, it was the longest-running sports talk duo in the history of the city. Now that moniker belongs to you and Sylvie.
There you go.
How about that? February 07, so it's been 15 years for you guys.
It was nothing personal. It just, you know, it was the right thing for me to do.
No question.
Yeah.
Took me a little time, and I followed you. I mean, it is what it is.
Don't take it personal now.
Nope. It is what it is.
You guys any warmer? Or are you still, I mean, I can see you captured.
Merck, you know what it is for me more than anything?
He's using hand warmers.
It's the first cold morning of the year for me, so that's why it stings a little bit. It's like I'll get used to it as the winter months come along, but it's, you know, it's still September.
So says Merkin, who's got six cookies in front of him, and he's in a warm studio on State Street.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Couple of other great sponsors, SEOLevelUp.com. I have worked with these dudes. They are spectacular.
What do they do?
They are search engine optimization gurus.
Okay.
They are amazing.
What does that mean?
So if you have a website, a YouTube channel, have a company that you're trying to get more recognition
on Google.
They're
the guys to go to?
SEOLevelUp.com and Blue Chew. There you go. How about that?
You're going to describe that one for me, too?
Don't need to.
No?
Nope.
You don't need to? Why? I mean, like for the people out there that don't know the product, why don't sell it a little bit?
If you're looking to be at your best when you want to get
need
frisky.
A little help? You need a little help?
Yeah.
A little Blue Chew.
Yeah?
Okay.
Well, Blue Chew and rock and roll.
All right.
Nothing
right.
to be embarrassed about,
rock and roll.
People
that's
have
not their
this problem.
I hear.
What's that?
It's nothing to be embarrassed about, Cap.
Exactly.
People have this issue.
I hear Black preaching
people need
about
this.
It. Yeah. Listen, it is what it is. You need a little bit of a hand. You know, you need a little bit of a hand.
That's it.
Right.
And they're chewables.
There you go.
Let's go back to the phones.
You seemed a little more comfortable talking about the people helping you with your website than the one helping you with your bedroom activity.
Let's go to Derek.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
In Brooklyn. Derek, my guy, how are you?
Cap, what's going on, my brother? Waddle, what's good, man? How y'all doing?
Good.
Cap, man, a couple of questions that I'm pondering, man. I watched that. Whatever you want to call a football game on Sunday. And I got a question, man. In your opinion, right, and Waddle, you can chime in too. What is the difference between Eberflus's passing game and Nagy's? Because what I'm noticing is that, now, Mooney went over 1,000 yards, had a whole bunch of catches. The connection is not happening this year. And my second question is, we have mediocre wide receivers, except for Mooney. I would put Mooney a little higher than the other guys we have. Is this guy Poles, man, really going to go all in the offseason as far as free agency, in your opinion, or the draft to really put weapons around this guy? Because my thing is this. I understand he drafted the safety, Brisker, and he drafted the other guy, but
Gordon.
You had a chance to take one or two good wide receivers in the second or third round, and he passed. And
okay,
I think if he would have did that, they would have helped out.
Derek, let me just say this to you. When you scout and you go through the entire, you spend thousands of man hours with your staff and you travel from every coast and every state and you look at every player and you finally set your board about 2 weeks before the draft and you're sitting in that room and you're picking at 39 and you go, highest rated guy on the board is Derek from Brooklyn. Nah, we're going to not take him, even though we spent 2,000 man hours evaluating every guy. Derek in Brooklyn's the highest rated guy, but nah, I'm going to take six guys down because he's a wide receiver. You take the single, especially when your team is not like the Buffalo.
You have as many holes.
Like the Buffalo Bills could go, you know what, we're going to reach because we got to get a receiver because we can win the Super Bowl this year. When you got as many holes as this team, you simply stay loyal to your board.
I think you would be more disappointed in the new staff if they actually told you what their plan was and they deviated from it a month after telling you, you know, getting this job. Like, it would have concerned me more if they would have on draft day said, you know what, we had Brisker rated as the highest player at that particular moment, but because we wanted to surround Justin with some more guys, we decided to go wide receiver. If you're doing that, like you're immediately, within months of getting the job, you're violating the plan that you set out.
Or how would you feel, Derek, if 3 years from now Brisker's a all-pro and the article comes out, God, the Bears had him the highest rated guy on the board, and at the last second they panicked and they took a receiver.
Stick to your plan. I mean,
that's like, it.
That's what I would say. And by the way,
Derek,
man. Derek, I do believe, yes, they're going to have a full complement of draft picks, and they're going to have over $100 million in cap space, which is nearly double what the next closest team
that's
has
correct.
In the offseason. That is not a panacea for all that ails you. They're not going to win a Super Bowl because they have more cap space than everyone
else.
Got
a hit in the draft.
Yes, no doubt. Most teams are, 50-50 with how they spend their free agency money. So there are some pitfalls there. If you spend it wisely, then you
also
can make
hay. Also allows you, though, to do like what the Chargers did.
Sure.
Assume a contract, like a Khalil Mack or whoever's out there.
Yeah, it helps you buy yourself out of your own mistakes as well.
No question. All right, 312-332-3776. Please, if you are on hold, hang in there. Tommy and I are going to get to all your calls. We got a full rack of calls.
That's what we do in the morning.
That's exactly right, Tommy. You're learning. And we are going to play Shot or No Shot. It's all coming up in 2 minutes on ESPN 1000.